A union lockout at a big grain export terminal brought all ship loading and unloading to a halt at the Port of Vancouver, Washington, Wednesday. Correspondent Tom Bonzi reports, it's one of several developments in a long-running labor dispute involving longshore workers and grain handlers.
United Grain Corporation says its lockout of the International Longshore and Warehouse Union was spurred by repeated incidents of machinery sabotage. It blamed two specific instances on a union negotiator. But a longshore union spokeswoman accuses the company of fabricating the story as an excuse to bring in non-union replacement workers. The picket line at the grain terminal was peaceful, but there was fallout elsewhere. A Port of Vancouver spokeswoman says longshore workers assigned to unload a nearby car carrier full of Subarus walked off in sympathy. Meanwhile, the longshore union reached a tentative five-year labor pact covering three other grain export terminals. Those are located in Tacoma, Kalama, and Portland, and are operated by a joint venture called TEMCO. Neither side provided details of the new contract. The settlement with TEMCO means the majority of Northwest grain export terminals now have up-to-date labor agreements. Together, the nine unionized terminals on the Columbia River and Puget Sound handle nearly half of the nation's wheat exports. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.